announced, tickling at my nostrils like the after-effect of a fireworks show. "It's still at the development stage. I'll have to use a syringe on it, but next on the checklist is gel diffusion electrophoresis using flocculated hemoglobin agglutinates, pending in-ovo polymerization of the rotor elements. So how did your pet loser auto-darwinate?" I pull up a trash can and sit down. Maybe Brains isn't as monumentally self-obsessed as he looks. At least he slipped the question in painlessly enough. "You know how there's always someone who ends up in the wrong course? It was that dumb accounts clerk I'm always bitching about. He got in the Intro to Occult Computing course by mistake. I shouldn't have been there anyway, but Harriet managed to convince Andy I needed it, getting her own back for last month, I think. Harriet has been having problems with her email system and asked my advice. I don't know quite what went wrong, but she ended up blowing 5 days of the departmental training budget attending a course on sendmail configuration. Took her 3 weeks to stop twitching every time somebody mentioned rules. Well and all, I guess what he did qualifies as a massive self-lart, but..." I realize I'm not talking anymore and shudder convulsively. His eyes were full of worms. Brains turns silently and rummages in the cupboard above the sink. He pulls down a big bottle labeled drain fluid, rinses out a couple of chipped cups that are languishing on the draining board, then fills them from the bottle. "Drink this," he says. I drink. It isn't bleach. My eyes don't quite bulge out, my throat doesn't quite catch fire, and most of the liquid doesn't evaporate from the surface of my tongue. "What the hell is this stuff?" "Sumpty greaser," he winks at me. "Stops Pinky dipping his wick in it, right?" I wink back, a bit nonplussed. I do not think that phrase means what Brains thinks that it means, but if I told him, I doubt he'd give me any more of this stuff, so I'm not going to enlighten him. Right now, I've got a strong urge to get blindingly drunk, which he seems to have sensed. If I'm blind drunk, I won't have to think, and not thinking for a while will be a good thing. "Thank you," I say, as gravely as I can. It's Brains' secret, after all, and he's confided it in me. I'm obscurely touched, and if I didn't keep seeing Fred grinning at me whenever I closed my eyes, it might actually get to me. Brains peers at me closely. "I think I know your problem," he says. "What's that?" "You need," he's already topping up my cup, "to get pissed. Now." "But what about your..." I wave feebly at the worktop. He shrugs. "It's an early success. I'll get it working properly later." "But you're busy," I protest, because this whole thing is very un-Brains-like. At his worst, he's a borderline autist. To have him paying attention to someone else's emotional upsets is, well, eerie. "I was only trying to prove that you can make an omelette without breaking eggs. That's just a dumb metaphor or a silly practical experiment. You're real, and a classic example of what it means, too. You're broken in the course of scrambling a body snatcher's zero-point outbreak, and I figure we need to see if all the King's men can fix you, or at least make you feel better. Then you can help me with my egg-sacking project." I do not throw the glass at him, but I make him refill it. An indeterminate but non-zero number of semi-full vodka glasses later, Pinky appears, looking tall and gangly and slightly flustered. He demands to know where the nearest bookshop is. "Why?"
"For my nephew."
Pinky has a brother and sister-in-law who live on the other side of London and who have recently spawned. "What are you getting him?"
"I'm buying an A to Z and a Bible."
"Why?"
"The A to Z is a christening present, and the Bible is so I know the way to the church."
Brains groans. I scrabble drunkenly behind the sofa for a sponge bullet for the Nerf gun, but they all seem to have fallen through the wormhole that leads to the planet of lost paperclips, pencils, and irreplaceable but detachable components of weird toys.
"Say, what's going on here?"
"I'm taking a break from my cunning plan to help Bob get drunk, because that's what he needs," says Brains. "He needs distracting, and I was doing my best until you came in and changed the subject."
He stands up and throws one of the suckers at Pinky, who dodges.
"That's not what I meant. There's a weird smell in the kitchen, and something that's, squamos and rugos."
A household catchphrase, and we all have to make the obligatory Cthulhu waggling tentacles on chin gesture with our hands.
and Yellow tried to eat my shoe. What's up?
Yeah. I struggle to sit up again. One of the straps under the sofa cushions has failed and is trying to swallow me. Just what was that thing in the kitchen? Brain stands up.
Behold, he hiccups. I am in the process of disproving a law of nature, to wit, that it is impossible to make an omelette without breaking eggs. I have a punning plan.
Pinky throws the somewhat squashed but definitely formerly spherical omelette at his head, and he ducks. It hits the video stack and bounces off.
I have a cunning plan, Brains continues, which, if you'll let me finish...
I nod. Pinky stops looking for things to throw.
That's better. The question is how to churn up an egg without breaking the shell, then cook it from the inside out, correct? The latter problem was solved by the microwave oven, but we still have to whisk it up properly. This usually means breaking it open, but what I figured out was that if I inject it with magnetized iron filings in a lesser thin emulsion, then stick it in a rotating magnetic field, I can churn it up quite effectively. The next step is to do it without breaking the shell at all. Immerse the egg in a suspension of some really tiny ferromagnetic particles, then use electrophoresis to draw them into it, then figure out some way of making them clump together into long magnetized chains inside it. With me so far?
Mad. Mad, I say.
Pinky is bouncing up and down.
What are we going to do tonight, Brains?
What we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Of haute cuisine.
But I've got to buy a couple of books before the shops close,
says Pinky, and the spell is broken.
Hope you feel better, Bob. See you guys later.
And he's gone.
Well, that was useless, sighs Brains. The lad's got no staying power. One of these days he'll settle down and turn all normal.
I look at my flatmate gloomily and wonder why I put up with this shit. It's a glimpse of my life, resplendent in two-dimensional glory, from an angle that I don't normally catch. And I don't like it. I'm just about to say so when the phone chirrups. Brains picks it up and all expression drains from his face.